You know, this new generation of artists, and let me even say this Gen Z, a whole of them, they have no idea of how this whole thing started. Everybody just jump into it and from the middle. And sometimes when we sit down, sometimes when I'm just on my own, I just put out a tweet. I could say, some people planted this tree that.
Yeah, sometimes like, I see your tweets
that gave you this shape that you listen to. And like a couple of days ago, I had the podcast with Adeshokwe.
Adeshokwe.
Yeah, and I was like, Shopsidu, you guys made a big mistake, because at some point you guys focus more on the new generation.
Yeah.
Not thinking of this thing started from a point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Couple of, I can say, before COVID, I was still in a Naughty by Nature concert.
Wow.
Sword and Paper. They still do concerts in America.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
We were still doing craziest, you know? And I'm like, why is it that when it comes to Nigerian artists, once you get to a certain age or a particular gender, they just feel like, oh, you're not relevant again. Then nobody pays attention anymore.
It's a mindset. Honestly, Jobless, I've really, really reflected a couple of times. I sincerely believe that it's a mindset. A lot of people who are really booking talent are not really, really well-versed. So they're just thinking, oh, you know, Shelebo, that's a new thing.
New one. This is where the focus is now.
But you cannot remove the source. When Salt and Pepper came to Nigeria, they apparently went to go and ask the promoter, please, who's that person? They said, oh, she's a weird MC. So, and when they came into town, we did a Yoruba mix of the Salt and Pepper. Push it real good. Yeah. Me, Sasha, some other girl, Salt and Pepper.
Wow.
So when we came, so we got on stage, we performed together. And I was like, wow. I used to admire Salt and Pepper, MC Light, Latifah. So to be able to be on the same stage with them, I'm like, oh my goodness. So it's the mindset. Look at when Lauryn Hill came.
Yeah.
And I went to say hi to her, and I was just telling her who I was. She was like, y'all told me you have no female rappers. And I'm thinking, really? Is that what you guys told her? Really? You know,
yeah.
You told me you don't have any female rappers now. And I was thinking, wow, is that what they told her? And I was just quiet. So honestly, it's a mindset. I feel that that's what it is. It's a mindset of the people who are booking the talent. Look at Charlie Wilson now.
Yeah.
He's still doing shows.
Yeah.
He rebranded.
Yeah, those guys are still
did a song
pulling Snoop serious numbers. Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake. And they're pulling because the way they set up the structure. Yes. I was going to say this is to Adeshokwe, one day, but you guys. The way Smith is doing this huge concert, you can bring some of us in.
There's no reason why you can't bring the old cats. Yeah. I mean,
you know,
even if it's one or two, let them just be there. The Daddy Shoki, the Wed MC, the Baba Frayo, all those guys were pioneers. Like, those are guys that have sacrificed the whole lot, you know, to make this thing what it is today. And everybody just felt like, okay, it's the wave.
This it will come. It will
new
come.
Wave. Yeah, but I must admit, when I was having the conversation with Shopwe, he admitted, he said yes, they knew that it was a fault from their end.
Yes.
And they're trying to fix it.
Yes.
Because I'm like,
because I have a bone of two to pick with him. But when I see him, so if you listen to this thing, you just.
I'm sure you'll reach out. I'm sure you'll reach out because he's a great guy.
He's good people.
Yeah. So at that point when you were doing. When you did Allen Avenue, right? And Shola, at that point, right? Number one, there is no money in Nigerian music. Then again, the kind of society we live in, they don't really give chances to women.
They don't. So.
Like that, right? From home, how does your parents feel?
My mom was afraid. My dad passed on. But my mom was really, really afraid. She was like, I don't understand.
Are you sure?
Who's this? I said, you know, I've always had these aspirations. And it started with acting. I would write scripts. My dad would freak out. They would rip up the scripts. There was this huge family meeting. My uncles came from Ijebu. You know, speaking Ijebu to me. I was like, this is what I want to do. Erin Frem Shewi, me, she lawyer. Because my dad was like, I want you to be a lawyer. Me, she lawyer. Ori, Erin Feko. I'm not me. Feshalagbe. You know, my dad was freaking out. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And I'm being open about it. I could go behind you and sneak around and do it. Right. But I'm being open. you know, because we were sneaking around doing the Weirdos thing, because I was part of a group called the Weirdos, but I was really sneaking around doing until
Prime the Weirdos people, used to be four girls, right?
Five
girls. Okay.
Until one day when Prime people picked us, I said, y'all has gas too. And and our neighbors were like, they were like, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Ibu. So my mom was like, congratulations. And I was like, hey, you're going to say, oh my, why new paper? Me, I was like, so my dad was angry. And then we did this LTV special, you know. My dad was very, very, very conservative. It was real war. My uncles, but one of his friends was like, leave this girl alone, because he's a writer. I'm going to bend it here. She married. They were telling him that. You know, so, but he passed on. But while my mom was on her deathbed, she was like, so what's happening? So I'm like, we're shooting the video, but because you're ill, I can't really focus right now on shooting the Allen Avenue video. We've got to take care of you. And I remember the first time she came to see me perform, Tunde, you remember Tunde now? Tunde, you remember Tunde? Tunde and his brother, they used to do concerts at the National Stadium. I've forgotten his surname now. He did the maiden edition. I think he did the maiden edition of Celebration with them Femi. His name is Tunde or Tunyi Tall. They used to do concerts. You should remember him. I've forgotten his surname now.
Yeah.
Tunde or Tunyi.
Yeah,
I could see my mother from afar. Honestly, my mother was at her.
In the concert?
It was like, is that my daughter?
For real?
I actually saw her. She stood like that. I can never forget that image. In Irambuba, like, Tani Mungu. Do we live in the same house?
Oh, yeah.
Did this person come out of my tummy? I could see that. So she was like, I didn't realize that this is what you're talking about. Okay, I said, yes, mommy, this is what I'm talking about. This is a blessing for me that you've come to see me perform.
Wow.
That's a blessing for me. But what pain was that she never ever got to see the Allen Avenue video. She kept asking, this video, I'll be like, Shematara, I'm about to hear my worry. You understand? But it wasn't meant to be.
Wow.
But with my dad, it was like, no go.
No way.
It was hip hop. You know, he was like, what's that? he didn't want to. But my mom was still a bit, but she was just afraid. But how would you do it? Being a woman, your safety, you know, mothers now. I said, mommy, don't worry. Everything will be fine. Don't worry. You understand? So the determination. But my uncles were like, music will lay. Go yewa. I said, efimile. You catch up. You don't understand. I understand it, but you'll catch up with it. It's a different recipe, but you'll catch up with it.
But then, so, even as at that time when Allen Avenue was going crazy, some people were still not convinced yet.
Yes,
but Ijoya was a knockout.
Oh,
Ijoya just came. Ijoya just came and just
showed
everybody that.
In fact,
this is a. I want to hear, how did Ijoya come into play? What came about that idea?
Ijoya, I always say something and I'll keep on saying it. Ijoya is not a song. Ijoya is a gift. Ijoya is a gift from God. Literally, I just finished, because I went for a very, very short training, music production and mixing at IMT, the Institution of Music and Technology in Deptford. And one day, honestly, one day in my living room, a melody just came. All it was ba 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 ba. That's all it was. I just kept repeating it. It was just in my heart for like a week. Then I like to sing along to melodies. Then I was just saying, then I record it. I just record. Then I was thinking, I want a sub hook. That's the major hook. I like to have a major sub hook. So the sub hook was lyrics, lyrics, gongo. Lyrics, lyrics, gongo. And where did that come from? At the time, I was touring with an ensemble called the Shrine Sound System. I don't know if you know them. DJ Rita Ray, Nikki Lucas, and Mac Renzant. We used to travel around in Europe. Wumelaya, Adebantu, all of us, Tony Allen.
Yeah.
So from that, then a talking drummer used to travel with us, Ayondoshu. So we'll just play around. So because I was just seeing things he used to do with the talking drum, that just came, lyrics, lori, gongo. Then I just, shalaluri, gongo. Shalaluri, gada, I just played, then I said, Ayo, come to the house. Because we both live in Plumstead. I said, why bongo? So he came to the house. He was like, this thing sounds good, though. Jeng, we're talking drum, he was playing, we were just playing around. Yeah. That was all we had. Then all of a sudden, verses were just coming. Hey, Joe, one bit of great alone, one bit of great alone, flow, one by one. You know, the thing was just it, like I was building a house.
Mm.
It was like a seed. It was just growing, just sprouting into a tree. Then I was thinking, I think it's time. So at the time, one day, Ayo Adémásan asked me to go and do an interview with JJC and the 419 squad for his magazine, the Hip Hop World magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I was in town, so I went to Backbone Studios, you know, to interview JJC and the 419 squad. So JJC was still like, what's going on with you? You've been quiet, you've not heard from you. What's going on? We've got a song, you know, that we're putting together today. Jump on this song, Joe. You know, they had this song, Kilo and
Dai. That's the same JJC, the same one.
JJC story, Niger. You're sleeping on that dude, man. So JJC, Master Plan, especially Master Plan, I was like, we have to have you on the struggle. So JJC, Master Plan, So Simple, Smokey,
The Bange,
Don Jazzy was just in the studio.
Don Jazzy was there.
Don Jazzy was just sitting down. Don Jazzy, he would not say a word. He just kept quiet. He was just in the background. He wasn't saying anything. I didn't meet The Bange that day.
Yeah.
And then I put some bars on it, and it was like, and I'm like, hold on a minute. I think you'll have to produce with me. I got this song that I'm working on. But he's always busy. He's doing the DJ skills thing.
Yeah,
419 Squad.
Yeah.
Big Brothers. He had a lot going on. Jamelia remixes. Then one day he just called. He said, there's a window. Let's get together. I just hit the Backbone Studios. When I started to, you know, rhyme, and he was just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Wow.
So I brought a template already. This is my template. Yeah, this is my idea.
Yeah.
You know, the talking drums. And I just, you know, literally gave him the vision.
The idea,
and then they started to flesh it out. They started to, you know, because when you got this mad idea, you need good producers to articulate that idea. That's really important.
Mm.
And then we just had to put it down. And then the second day, Don Jazzy came. And he just went to another level. And then I put down the vocals. When we started putting it, I'm like, yes. And then he was like, Skills was already like, man, this is a monster. I said, yeah. He said, Shola, he said, Mama, this is a monster. Forget it. That I can tell already. And then we just put it down like that. And then the last session, then we now say, yeah, talking drummer, come. We laid it down. Come and put the talking drums on it. And he just went crazy. So by the time it was cooked, we just like, oh my, my friend Gia Queen. Queen was just like instant, it was
immediate.
It's like where I do the song, I was just like. Then it was true. Queen was like, I think kids are gonna like this song. I said, no, this is song for. She said, no. Shola Omodi Malai Kori. I said, no. She said, have you seen my son? Have you seen how my son reacts? Tyrese at the time was like 2 or 3 years old, and it's true. Tyrese would be then before when it was like, Tyrese knew the chorus. She was like, I told you. I was like, what? He was singing the chorus. Once we put the song on, he would run from where he is, would come. She said, I told you, kids are gonna like this song. That's another prophetic statement. We shot the video, the non-animated video, first, but the director was messing around, delaying. I'm somebody who digs. I'm very, very like curious. So at the time, I started like really surfing on the internet, and I just saw this movie one day, an animated movie directed by somebody called Obinna Onwuekwe. And I'm like, an animated movie. Queen, can this guy do an animated video? Since this other guy is messing around, this guy should be able to do an animated video now.
Do you know, now I'm just realizing that is the first animated music video in Nigeria.
That's what I'm saying. Everything around Ijoya was prophetic as well.
Damn.
It was prophetic.
Continue watching full episode on Jabless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my name is Jabless.